The Biden administration's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is making waves with its latest move in border management. According to an insider at Customs and Border Protection, CBP, a group of 153 migrants, mostly classified as special interest aliens, SIAs, were flown from San Diego, California, to Laredo, Texas. It's not your everyday border crossing, folks. These migrants aren't just going to be hanging around the Lone Star State. Once they've been processed, most of them are set to be released to non-government charity shelters scattered across Texas. Talk about a warm welcome, huh? The source spilled the beans that these folks, who touched down in Texas courtesy of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE aircraft, are destined for a local Catholic Charities shelter in Laredo after they've jumped through all the necessary bureaucratic hoops. Now, you might be wondering, what's so special about these special interest aliens? Well, it's a term that's got some weight to it. SIAs are typically individuals from countries that have been flagged due to terrorism concerns. It's not saying they're terrorists, mind you, but it does raise a few eyebrows. This whole operation is part of a broader strategy by the Biden administration to manage the influx of migrants at the southern border. It's a hot-button issue that's been causing headaches for officials and sparking heated debates across the country. The move to relocate these migrants from California to Texas is raising questions about the distribution of resources and the impact on local communities. Are we seeing a shift in how the administration is handling the border situation? It's certainly food for thought. As this story unfolds, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out on the ground in Laredo and other Texas cities. Will local resources be strained? How will communities respond? And what does this mean for the broader immigration debate? One thing's for sure, the border crisis continues to be a complex and contentious issue with no easy solutions in sight. As we keep our eyes peeled for further developments, it's clear that the Biden administration's approach to border management will remain under scrutiny.